from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, VOI listener. How are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz and RRI Digital Mobile App.
Listener, here's the news, first the headlines. Presiden Prabowo Subianto states ministerial debriefing at Akmil Magelang brings tradition of heroism. Minister Sugiono conveys national strategic programs to NDP. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has said the ministerial briefing at the Military Academy in Magelang, Central Java, is expected to bring an aura of tradition of courage and heroism for cabinet ministers. Because Magelang is a center of resistance during the colonial era against colonialists, starting hundreds of years known as the area of Prince Diponegoro's struggle. According to President Prabowo, it is enough to bring an aura of tradition of courage, tradition of heroism, and tradition of love for Indonesia. This was conveyed by President Prabowo in his briefing at the introduction to the plenary cabinet meeting at the presidential office, Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. He began his explanation about the briefing of ministers in Magelang, saying that he prioritizes teamwork. Therefore, the president invited ministers to Magelang, where they will carry out several days of briefing and coordination. The ministers leave for Magelang on Thursday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sugiono explained Indonesia's various national strategic programs to the president of New Development Bank or NDB, Dilma Rousseff, in Kazan, Russia on Wednesday. According to a written statement from Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, this was conveyed by Minister Sugiono on the sidelines of BRICS Plus Summit held in Kazan on October 23rd, 24th. He also conveyed various programs, including the construction of people's houses, improvement of school sanitation, nutritious lunch program, and biofuel-based energy transition. The minister pointed out that these programs have many similarities with NDB funding assistance program. Meanwhile, NDB President Dilma Rousseff said that Indonesia's national strategy program is in accordance with the NDB's mandate to fight inequality. He also shared experiences in several BRICS countries, such as Brazil, which have successfully implemented the programs, especially for public housing programs and energy transition. Rousseff also encouraged Indonesia to immediately join the NDB and welcome the potential for future cooperation. Indonesian National Navy, in this case the Fleet One Quick Response or F1QR team of the Tanjung Balai Karimun, Lantamal 4 Naval Base, again succeeded in foiling drug smuggling. The drugs being smuggled is a type of methamphetamine weighing 10,000.345 grams. Commander of the Fleet Command Pangko Armada 1, Rear Admiral Yos Suryono mentioned that the secured perpetrators brought the methamphetamine from Malaysia through the western waters of Takong Iyo Island to be circulated in Indonesia. Yusur Yondo on Thursday explained that the incident began when the TBK Lanel soldier received information that there was a drug transaction using speedboat from Malaysia to Karimun, Riau Island province. Hearing this information, the team carried out a chase and the alleged perpetrator with the initial Andy was arrested by the Navy. The arrest found evidence in the form of two black bags, each containing 10 white boxes suspected of being methamphetamine drugs. Until now, Lanol Tanjung Balai Karimun is still carrying out deepening for further action. Indonesian warship Dr. Wahidin Sudirohusodo or WSH-991 held a surface hazard combat role exercise when the ship sailed to Solomon. Head of the Information Service of the Navy's Fleet 3 Command, Lieutenant Ajik Sismianto, contacted in Jakarta on Wednesday, pointed out that the exercise aims at improving the preparedness of soldiers and test the ability of soldiers to ward off all forms of threats that occur during the voyage. The Indonesian warship WSH-991 sails on the Port Visit Pacific 2024 grant and diplomatic mission to four countries in the South Pacific, Solomon, Fiji, Vanuatu, and Papua New Guinea. The Saudi Embassy of Turkey expressed the kingdom's condemnation of the terror attack that targeted a defense company in Ankara. The embassy reiterated the kingdom's firm rejection of terrorism and extremism in all its forms. As reported by ArabNews.com, it also offered its deepest condolences and sincere sympathies to the victims' families, the Turkish government, and the people of Turkey, wishing the injured a speedy recovery. Earlier on Wednesday, Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya conveyed that the attacker set off explosives and opened fire at Turkey's state-run aerospace and defense company TUSAS, killing 5 people and wounding more than a dozen. The United States stated on Wednesday that 3,000 North Korean troops were dispatched to Russia early this month and are being trained there, possibly to fight alongside Moscow troops in their 32-month war against Ukraine. As quoted by VOAnews.com, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told reporters that what Pyongyang soldiers are doing in Russia is left to be seen. White House National Security Spokesperson John Kirby mentioned the U.S. is working closely with its allies and partners to gain a full understanding of the situation. Kirby conveyed the North Korean troops traveled by ship between early October and mid-month from its Wonsan naval port to Vladivostok in Russia. Then he said the North Korean troops were dispatched to multiple military training sites in eastern Russia. CL Paris, the international food fair, is taking place in Paris from October the 19th to 23rd with 7,500 exhibitors from 130 countries and an estimated of 285,000 visitors from 200 countries. As reported by VOVWorld.vn, 100 Vietnamese businesses are attending the biennial event to introduce Vietnamese agricultural products. Rice, pepper, cinnamon, star anise, cashew nuts, coffee, tea, dried fruits and vegetables, rice paper, noodles, vermicelli, fruit juice and beverages are being sold at CL Paris 2024. These Vietnamese staples have been exported to European market and other regions. This year, businesses have focused more on refined products, packaging, design, brand promotion, and higher quality to appeal more to the tastes of European and American customers. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights: Indonesian Embassy in Athens holds diplomatic reception to celebrate 79 years of independence and 75 years of friendship with Greece. The Indonesian Embassy in Athens, Greece, celebrated the 79th anniversary of Indonesia's independence and 75 years of friendship with Greece through a diplomatic reception at the Intercontinental Athenaeum Hotel in Athens on Friday. Reported by the Indonesian Embassy in Athens on Friday, this reception was attended by the Minister of Tourism of Greece, Olga Kefalogiannis, and the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Greece, Kostas Fragogiannis. For the first time, the two Greek ministers were present together at a diplomatic reception. The event was also attended by 400 guests of honor, including government officials, ambassadors, business leaders, and members of the ASEAN Committee in Athens. In his remarks, the Indonesian ambassador to Greece, Bibip AKN Junjunan, emphasized the importance of shared values in democracy and a strong foundation of friendship that can support cooperation in various fields, such as trade, tourism, culture, maritime cooperation, and exchanges between peoples. Meanwhile, the Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Greece, Kostas Fragogiannis, emphasized the importance of the action plan to increase economic cooperation between Indonesia and Greece 2023 until 2028, while the Minister of Tourism of Greece, Olga Kefalogiannis, underlined the potential for tourism cooperation to strengthen relations between the two countries. This year's celebration also marks 75 years of Indonesia-Greece relation, which are enriched by the Indonesian Expo, which take place throughout the year. The Expo encourages interaction between communities through collaborative art exchanges and cultural performances, showcasing artwork from Indonesian and Greek artists that reflect the deep ties between the two countries. The event featured various performances that highlighted Indonesia's rich culture, including traditional dances. This reception is a platform to promote Indonesia's cultural diversity and reinforce positive trends in Indonesia's integrated promotion efforts at the international level. And that's Diplomatic Corner.
Sila, Allah, Allah.
We begin today in history with the commemoration of UN Day. The United Nations Day is celebrated every year on October 24th to commemorate the entry of the UN Charter, which came into force in 1945. The UN Charter is the organization's constitution that was signed in San Francisco on June 26, 1945, by the original 50 members of the UN. The General Assembly officially recognized October 24th as the United Nations Day in 1947. The UN is committed to maintaining international peace and security, developing friendly relations among nations, promoting social progress to higher living standards, as well as human rights. We turn to the next event, National Doctors' Day in Indonesia. National Doctors' Day in Indonesia is commemorated on October 24th, coinciding with the founding of the anniversary of the Indonesian Medical Association. The association was initially established in 1911. However, the association only gained its legal recognition on October 24th, 1950, and marking this date as its official anniversary, which is then celebrated as National Doctors' Day in the country. It is also a tribute to the contributions to society and their role in maintaining the nation's health. And we conclude today in history with World Polio Day. World Polio Day is commemorated annually on October 24th to honor those combating this disease. It was established by Rotary International to mark the birth of Jonas Salk, who led the team to develop the first polio vaccine. Polio is an infectious disease that is still prevented through vaccination in 1994. The Western Hemisphere was declared polio-free thanks to the widespread of vaccinations. Since then, the vaccinations process expanded to cover the entire globe. And that's today in history.
Listeners, next we present you a program called My Indonesia.
In today's My Indonesia, Environment Minister Hanif aims to complete environment protection and management plan in 100 days. The Indonesian Minister of Environment, Hanif Faisal Nurofik, on Tuesday said that in the next 100 days he would focus on some issues, including completing the environment protection and management plan. The Environment Protection and Management Plan will apply from 2025 until 2055 and become a standard for the success in the implementation of National Environment and Development Strategic Agenda. He aimed in the next 100 days to focus on landfill management and climate-based village development. The former Director General for Forestry Palynology and Environment said that his ministry will study the pollution, including the ones happening in Indonesian rivers with high-level contamination. That it is done considering the regulation to improve environment quality is not yet optimal at provincial and regency city level, which affects the score in the Environment Quality Index. Minister Hanif Faisal Nurofik also said that the issue of environmental control is compliance from the pollution source, which will be controlled earlier. Besides, he said at the same time there will be a communal approach to the people to control the pollution. He will evaluate the plan to stop waste imports for recycling material. According to him, one of the focuses by the ministry is managing landfill, especially at regional level. He would study waste import policy as raw materials for recycling and potential to stop it. Minister Hanif Faisal also said the focus for green economy implementation in the Environment Ministry policy, including to suppress waste generation that will end up at landfill, that it is part of the environment preservation efforts, which is one of the priorities in the leadership of President Prabowo Subianto, namely to ensure the environment supporting power for the next generation and a part of sustainable development. That's My Indonesia.
Aku menyerah. Ku
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Next, we present information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom on Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
When traveling to Bojonegoro East Java, don't forget to try its traditional cuisine. The town offers a variety of mouth-watering dishes, from sweet ledra to savory sego bubuhan. Today we introduce one of them, sego bubuhan. The dish features a spicy and salty flavor typical of Bojonegoro cuisine. In 2019, sego bubuhan became one of the traditional dishes from Bojonegoro that received a record from the Indonesian Museums of Records, MURI. The name sego bubuhan consists of two words. In Javanese, sego means rice and bubuhan comes from the word bubuh, which means to give or to contribute. The people of Bojonegoro often pronounce bubuhan as bubuhan. This dish is simple. Rice wrapped in or placed on a teak leaf along with side dishes. The side dishes include salted young papaya, yellow noodles, momo tempeh or tempeh cooked with local spices, tewel or young jackfruit, and sate komo or beef satay with red seasoning. Sego bubuhan is best enjoyed when the rice is still warm. When we open the dish, the distinctive aroma of thick leaves waft out. The taste of sego bubuhan is also very delightful. It's suitable for breakfast or lunch. Traditionally, sego bubuhan is served at celebrations such as weddings, circumcisions, and births. During celebrations, sego bubuhan is usually taken home as a package. However, nowadays, sego bubuhan can be enjoyed not just a celebration, as many food stalls in Bojonegoro are offering the dish. The price is quite affordable, ranging from 10,000 to 20,000 rupiah, or about 60 US cent to 1.3 US dollars per serving.
Oh.
Voice of Indonesia.
What can I do? Will I be getting through now that I must try to leave it all behind? Did you see what you have done to me? So hard to justify. Slowly it's passing by.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App and Shortwave Frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. For the next segment, we present a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is a song titled Lenggang Puspita. The song Lenggang Puspita or The Swaying Beauty was popular again after being recycled by Afghan in 2019. The first version of the song was popularized by Ahmad Albar in 1986. Despite being well known as a rock star, Ahmad Albar was quite successful in this pop genre. The song Lenggang Puspita was part of album Pergelaran Karya Cipta Guru Soekarno Putra, Gilang Indonesia Gemilang. Ahmad Albar's version is rich of Indonesian style with Betawinese ethnics sewn in the end of the songs. But in Afghan's version, the song came more modern without leaving its core character. The song Lenggang Puspita explored the beauty, gentleness, and charm of a woman in beautiful lyric and music. Well, listener, here is Lenggang Puspita by Ahmad Albar. Enjoy listening the song.
itu pasti akan memburu, tak terbatas usia bahkan waktu. Berjalan bersetan dengan aturan, kini saat rembulan, rasakan dingin malam yang meresap ke dalam keterangan. Berjalan bersetan dengan aturan, kini saatnya untuk mengungkapkan. Jujurlah pada
of Indonesia.
Sesaat ku temui hampa rasa di hati, terkadang ku sesali apa yang ku ingkari. Selalu
Maafkan aku lelah. Lupakanlah aku selamanya.
Of Indonesia.
Sesungguhnya telah lama ku simpan, selalu mengisi relung hati, seakan tak dapat ku lepas dari mimpiku. Bayangmu selalu menghantui, ada dalam setiap malamku, di setiap langkahku, walau tak dapat ku miliki cerita tentang cinta kita ini berlalu. Langkahku, walau tak dapat ku milik.
Hi listener, thank you so much for listening the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Send your feedback to our email voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.